Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, we're all across the USA, the most listened to pet show today. Animal Radio, we're everywhere you go. Animal Radio. Animal Radio.
This story comes out of Windsor, Vermont, where a pile of goat manure spontaneously caught fire. Imagine that.
Whoa.
A worker
it's
on
a... It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
I knew this could happen.
That's why you need to flush immediately.
Yeah, well, this is goat.
Okay.
It had accumulated for a while. A worker on her way to the milk goats discovered the fire in a 120 cubic yard manure pile. That's a lot of manure.
Oof, that's big. That's a lot of there.
That sure is.
I bet it smelled good around there.
They say it smelled like burning leaves.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But let's...
eating grass and stuff. That's all.
Well, of course. So that's why it smells like burning leaves. Is it's all grass.
Yeah. Well, it don't smell like burning leaves when it's fresh out the can.
No,
you know?
It sure doesn't, does it?
That would have happened like in the old timey days, like a couple hundred years ago. Maybe people would have thought you were a witch.
Make that poop catch on fire. Let's see. Which one are we going to?
Bob? Let's go to line two.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing okay. What's up in your world?
Got a 6-year-old purebred golden retriever. Mm-hmm. And I've been associating him ever since he was a pup with other dogs, what have you. And he does real good, but every now and then on rare occasion, he'll go after a dog, like a Petco or if we're on the street. Hardly, you know, very, very seldom does he do it, but he does do it on just out of the blue. He'll turn on him.
Hey, is there anything in common with the dogs he goes after, Bob? Do you notice anything in common?
Well, on the size of him being big dogs, yeah.
They're big dogs?
Yeah, you know, his size. I mean, one was a lab one time, one was like a shepherd mix. I mean, it's just, it doesn't happen that much, but it does happen every now and then.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Matter of fact, I think I was talking to Judy about this, too. I mean, it's just a dog-on-dog aggression. It's a huge problem. And a lot of times, you know, because your dog is mellow around most dogs, which is really good, a lot of times it's just because he's afraid. And you probably tense up really bad when it happens. You probably get tense. And you're probably, do you yell at him and get all tense and all freaked out yourself?
No. I had a German Shepherd that was aggressive, but I've had dogs all my life. I just tell him, leave it. And most of the time he will. I don't even, you know, he does it out of the blue, so I don't even sense before he does it.
It may look like he's doing it out of the blue, but in reality he isn't. You know, it happens real quick. I'll give you that. But there are warning signs and signals. You'll be able to tell. He gets all perched. He gets all tense. His ears go up, you know, just right before.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes. And that's what you got to look for. For dogs and folks that have dogs that are aggressive towards other dogs, you want to set your dog up for success. And the best thing to do before you do these exercises that I'm going to give you real quick is to exhaust him. You got to exhaust him. The more tired he is, the more exhausted he is, the better the success you're going to have. So play with him like a half hour, fetching or whatever he likes to do. Get the energy out. Get him all. Yep. Get him tired. Get him real tired. The second thing is check yourself before you wreck yourself. Always reassess your attitude and your mood. Take deep breaths and relax yourself. Be calm. I give you an example. I was in the park the other day, and it's a very thin trail, and we were running, me and my dog, and I see this dog around the bend, and the woman's got him on this leash, and she's holding him. She's all stressed out, and she's like, Barney, Barney, Barney. And you can just tell the dog, as she's yelling and getting tense herself, the dog is getting more tense, and he just wants to go after my dog even more because she's reinforcing, yes, there is a threat. There is a threat here, Barney. We have to protect me. And so we go by, and, of course, this dog just attacks. You know, it happens in a flash. But I knew it was going to happen. So the second thing is you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Take deep breaths, relax your body. The third thing is you want to set your dog up for success and teach him that other dogs are a good thing. So a really good exercise, if you have the time and you have you have somebody who can help you, is to sort of stand there on the street and you're on a cell phone with your buddy, and your buddy's going to appear out of nowhere with a dog, and he's going to disappear just as fast. But the key is when your buddy comes around the corner with the dog and your dog sees him, you're immediately going to say, good boy, give him a treat, and your buddy's going to disappear. And so over time, you're going to be patient and do this to where the dog is exposed to the other dog for a longer and longer period of time so that your dog starts to associate other dogs with, hey, I'm going to get a treat when there's another dog around. And see, little tricks like this, little games like this that teach your dog, other dogs are a good thing, is how you get dogs to get used to each other and acclimate. And one more thing, this is why it's so important, people, not to take puppies away from their parents and their little litters too young, because this is where dogs learn how to read communication of other dogs, and they learn how to socialize with other dogs. And a lot of dogs, you'll see them at the dog park, they don't understand what other dogs are saying. They don't know how to read other dogs themselves. It's pretty interesting. So just remember, positive reinforcement. And remember also, when you correct the dog, you're not punishing him. You're just trying to redirect his attention really quickly. So you don't want to grab that leash and yank it like as hard as you can. You just want to give it a little tap, a little jolt, try to redirect his attention. And when he does redirect his attention, that's when you give him praise. Most people give their dogs attention at the exact wrong time. They're always yelling at their dogs.
Usually I just bump him when he gets like that, draws attention. He'll turn around and look at me and back off 9 times out of 10.
And then tell him he's a good boy. See? Yeah. As soon as he does that, backs off because you're doing the right thing, you go, good boy, good boy. That's what you do, buddy.
Yeah, I'll keep working at it.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. Our dream team, animal communicator Joey Turner, dog father Joey Volani, dog trainer Alan Cable, and Dr. Debbie.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the dream team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Don't forget, you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. It's made possible by Fear Free, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfree.com to find care near you.
Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band, and forever you'll always be listening to Animal Radio. Keep loving those pets.